This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Control and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Fork Fest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Jay,
and Chris.
And we were talking about a number two story, as Captain on Sunday likes to call it. Maybe not necessarily number two story. I don't know what they're doing in their diapers, but there are people in southern New Hampshire who are going to this thing called the diaper spa, and a lot of people are actually up in arms about it, so I wanted to get into the controversy surrounding it. This is from Boston.com, and it explains that something called the diaper spa opened up, which is a spa that you get to sit in a nursery-type room in a giant adult-sized crib wearing a diaper. It says, Dr. Colleen Ann Murphy, the spa's owner, offers a range of services that include virtual play dates at $200 an hour.
Wow.
As well as a $1,500 all-day diaper B&B experience. I guess that's bed and breakfast. That promises rejuvenating pampering for the little one inside of you. But for now,
I mean, I guess if you're wealthy and your childhood was stolen from you, you could, here's your opportunity to relive it. I mean, sounds like they have actual clientele.
That's what kind of shocked me.
Good for them. If they can make money, you know, providing a service, and as long as it's all consensual adults, whatever.
It just seems to me like if I wanted to relive my childhood, I'd probably just skip babyhood and go play with dolls.
Or ride horses.
Something like that. Like something normal. I would never think I want to lay in a crib and wear a diaper. I mean, that's just me. It says, but for now, Murphy said, the vast majority of the diaper spa's business involves telehealth services and life coaching. A recent Christmas-themed event featured a festive story, freshly baked sugar cookies. You can't eat those if you're wearing a diaper, I feel like. I don't know. Maybe that's not the case.
But if you're an adult wearing a diaper.
Oh, yeah. And a stocking to take home, she explained in an email interview. A board-certified integrative medicine physician and sexologist, Murphy settled in Atkinson in 2022. The home-based spa was a recent addition. So it's at her home? That's a little weird. Working in and out of high-stress hospital settings led to burnout and fatigue. And Murphy eventually began focusing on sex and relationship coaching with an emphasis on overlooked populations, including ABDL, or adult baby diaper lovers. That doesn't make it sound like a fetish. She says, this led me to find a community of people who had varied needs to wear diapers, whether they were physical or emotional, such as vets wounded in combat with incontinence.
Ew.
Whoa. People with progressive and congenital muscular skeletal conditions, and victims of trauma and abuse, she explained. The void of care was there, and I sought a meaningful way to fill it. I just think is there really a void of care, or can you go on Craigslist and find someone, you know?
Yeah, you can go on Craigslist and find one. You're going to come up with her. Hmm. So that's the thing. She was good for her. I mean, this sounds like a success story on her end. What, does it say what her name is?
Yeah, Colleen Murphy.
So good on Colleen Murphy. She found a niche in the marketplace. She and then offered a service. It sounds like she's making money at it.
And I'm glad that she doesn't have to work in. I think that she's probably doing more harm being a doctor in a regular hospital than she would be in this job.
Well, it sounds like she was doing harm to herself, getting burnt out. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you know anybody who works in the medical field, they will literally work those people to death.
Chris is confused why I say harm. I just don't really like the hospital type care. I would purposely not go to a hospital for the rest of my life unless I get like my leg cut off, okay, or my leg broken.
Or unless you had to, right?
Yeah, if I really had to.
Okay. I guess I kind of follow what you're saying. I understand. Okay.
They're just getting people addicted to drugs. And
yeah, right, because there's all sorts of, well, actually, it's humorous, because actually, if you get your leg cut off, probably they'd be giving you the drugs that you'll get addicted to that'll cause problems later.
Yeah, well, but, yeah. At that point, I'd have no choice.
Like, and most of the young staff, most of the staff under 40 is extremely woke at the hospitals.
Yeah, they're like, we're not going to call you unhealthy for being fat. That's healthism, like racism.
Yeah, that's body shaming if we're going to call you unhealthy for being fat.
Yeah. It says, what does adult baby diaper lover mean? Adult baby/diaper lovers are people who act a voluntary regression to a previous age and or wear a diaper for psychological reasons, according to a 2020 article in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. The author speculated that several physiological and psychological factors could cause ABDL fantasies, including continence issues, childhood abuse, and the premature loss of a parent. I had no idea that continence issues could cause people to be this way. It's interesting.
Well, so, like, if you're, like, you know, peeing and pooping yourself because, you know, you got, like, horribly dismembered, you know, fighting for, you know, Dick Cheney's company Halliburton in Iraq or whatever, or making sure that the heroin was flowing out of Afghanistan as a U.S. military member. So you would be totally accepted here at this party wearing a diaper.
Mm.
You know, my grandmother's been wearing a diaper, you know, for a lot of years. She had to have a... when I was about 15 years ago, she had a knee surgery and she had a stroke and she couldn't stand being in that nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got her into my uncle's house at the time, and about 3 weeks, I did a couple of shifts of changing grandma's diaper.
Hmm.
Oh. And, it's like changing a baby's diaper, just, you know, on a 100-some-odd-pound adult. Somebody's got to do it. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't happy that I was doing it, but she'd rather, you know, one of her family members be doing it than some, you know, ratchet nurse, as she put it, in a nursing home. They were not good to her in that nursing home. Those are not a place you want to be.
Yeah.
And, but anyways... so definitely there is, you know, to be someone who, you know, you're not a choice of your own to be wearing a diaper as an adult, boy, this sounds like a libertarian going to Pork Fest, you know, situation, because, you know, just think about it.
By that, you mean like, you're
accepted.
You're like, wow, I'm accepted.
You don't have to feel like an outsider, and you go to they probably have monthly get togethers for, you know, the diaper people. And I'm sure there's a handful of them there. Like she said, they have for some medical reason or whatever reason, you know, I actually know a guy. You know what a PTO shaft is on a tractor?
No.
Power takeoff. It comes off the back of the tractor, and it's a drive shaft that spins. It'll drive like the baler or the brush hog. So anyways, it was like running like a silo blower. Then they'd put the silage onto this thing, and it would blow the silage up into the silo. And he decided to step over it, this PTO shaft, and it ripped his pants off, and it ripped his junk all off, everything.
Oh, my God. That's so
and I bought hay from this guy, and so he wore a diaper.
Yeah.
There was no, like, he basically got himself some, you know, trans, you know, some bottom surgery, you know, involuntarily. Well, I mean, he sort of
like
did it
to himself. Like reconstruction, like...
I have no idea, like, what happened, but basically he's just, you know, his, like, you know, he doesn't poop his pants, but he just pees his pants, and, like, he's, guys, I gotta go change my diaper, you know, he would say.
That's so sad.
You know, but, like...
I hate hearing stories where it's like, oh, it's so preventable, like, he could have just not stepped over this moving... It sounds like...
Yeah, he was in his 40s when he did
this stuff is hard to listen to.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but... And it's a story why I'm very adamant. I see people doing stupid stuff around, like, these PTO shafts. I've, you know, been in agriculture and farming my whole life, and I'm like, I know a guy who lost his stuff because of that.
Whoa.
And same thing with electric fence. I know a guy who peed on electric fence and screwed him up internally for a while.
Oh, no.
Because it burns your urethra. I guess it is. And urine is very, very conductive, you know, because it's got electrolytes in it. So basically, you know, and so like for like weeks, that guy was on painkillers because he couldn't pee without it hurting so bad.
Wow, that's terrible.
And it might have actually sterilized him because he was never like able to have kids. And he was like, he was a teenager when he did it. But, you know, I don't know if he tried to have kids.
So, like, people in a terrible situation like that could end up at this lady's spa. And, you know, I'm not saying that those people you know necessarily would end up at a place like this. But it's just, like, that's a good way to look at it. Like, it's not all just, like, freaks who are into babies. Like, it could be people who are just looking for acceptance and they went through these terrible things. And now they wear a diaper. That's a good way to look at it.
Now, there might be a freak into babies that's not into wearing the diaper themselves, but would don the diaper to go check this kind of thing out. I think if somebody honestly wanted to wear a diaper, I'm not sure I could, really would think that they would be into babies. But I definitely think if somebody was into babies, maybe they want to go see if they can cuddle with some adult babies or something, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting. Hopefully this lady can weed out anybody who's there for nefarious reasons, but... I want to get into what the neighbors are saying. It says, still, the diaper spa's debut has stoked fear. And just imagine being afraid of this. Like, I can't imagine being afraid of this happening. Even if I lived in Nashville, I wouldn't be afraid of the diaper-wearing people. Like, maybe I'd laugh about it once in a while.
It makes it even... you know what's actually kind of more humorous is that this is apparently out of our house, so it's not even, like... It's a storefront. I was envisioning some sort of storefront, like window storefront with like weird stuff in it, and people walking by right next to the Domino's or whatever.
And I thought that's man in a crib.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, you understand these people are going to exist whether or not it's you know about it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So
it says it has stoked fear and concern among some residents of Atkinson, a town of about 7,000 people near the Massachusetts border.
Yeah, so there's a lot of Massachusetts right there. I was actually talking to a guy, one of my neighbors. He's like, yeah, we need to build two border walls. You want one on the Massachusetts line? He goes, actually, it needs to be about 10 miles north of the Massachusetts lines. We can just give that part of New Hampshire up because it's just a cesspool of Matt.
We can give Keene
of Mass
too.
People. Anyways, he was saying.
I don't think Keene can be changed. I think we should give
Probably
Keene
not.
Up. If Keene got cut off, New Hampshire would become 10 times more free immediately. If we just cut it off and gave it to Vermont.
Oh, I love this idea. We should propose a bill that would divide New Hampshire up into two different states, at least within the state.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't have to worry about...
Yeah, we could cut the whole South off. Like, I'm sorry, Henniker.
Yeah.
Or not Henniker, Hinsdale, you're gone too. Just like everywhere south of Keene, all the way over to Nashua, cut them off too. That'd be a great idea.
I love it.
I think it's more of the very, very dense city population areas that are a problem. But the thing is you gotta, the problem is in college towns and in city towns, the parasite class is a huge part of the voter class. So to like in all of rural like towns, the parasite class is pretty small, and most of the people in rural New Hampshire are like producers. They actually have to get up and go to work, and they have jobs. And some of the parasites go to work too. But this is why we need actual libertarians running as Democrats.
I think I'm going to do it.
In these Democrat areas, because the way the Democrats are pushed, especially the college kids, when you're outside the polling area and I'm standing next to the Democrat, the guy holding the Democrat sign, and a bunch of college kids walk up to him and say, I don't know who to vote for. That's a Democrat. And the guy's like, you're not supposed to ask me that question, or something. Hmm. But I had people coming up to me asking me who to vote for because they don't know who to even vote for. And I'm like, not those guys right there. not those names. But the thing is they just vote for they just vote Democrat. They don't even know who they're voting for. So, and the fun thing about getting a libertarian in as a Democrat, with the Democrat Party, which is, starting to get a little more divided, which would be amongst themselves, is the fact that you can be like, yeah, I just want freedom. I don't care about, Democrat or Republican. They're both garbage. And then you get to debate the actual Democrats, sort of in their own Democratic primary debate.
And that would be so fun.
And the primary is, for the Democrat, what it seems to be, it doesn't even really seem to be that there's any, at least in my town, the Democrat race was uncontested on the primary side, so they didn't even hold a Democratic primary for the Democrats because there wasn't, there's three people that run, in my voting district. I don't know how many people run here, how many state representatives, for example, you can, and that's the position I think you'd want to try to do as a Democrat.
Yeah.
And also,
it's a good amount. And plus, they're already really entrenched, but I think I could, go to the college and pass things out.
You could definitely identify pretty easy with the college kids.
I'll get a blue streak in my hair. I'm not doing my whole hair blue.
And the fact that your name is Bonnie, you'll probably be the first one on the ballot because they're supposed to randomize them, but for some reason they don't seem to really do that. Well, they didn't do that in Henniker anyways. And so they, the first couple, usually get checked off, especially when they're, told to go vote Democrat or whatever. But there's a lot of ways that you could identify with these college kids, which is one of the things I plan to do if I'm able to run again.
I just won't bring Ian with me or mention him. I'll take off my wedding ring.
He can totally identify also. But bring a girl with you and just pretend that's your wife. And
lie to them.
And just be, you don't have to lie. Just pretend.
Just hold hands.
Whatever.
And don't bring it up or anything. And have my blue streak in my hair. But yeah, I was going to say, it occurred to me, I've never really lived in a rural place because I kind of did, but it was a town of 150 people, right? But 100 of those, 100 of those are government contractors. And the other ones are just family members of those government contractors. I mean, it's rural. It's not really rural. I guess it kind of is, but it's a military base. I never lived in a place where, I've never lived in a place where there are not very many parasites. So that would be an interesting thing to experience. Even when I came up here, I moved to Keene, the worst place ever, the worst parasite to regular human ratio place in Keene.
I think Manchester is much worse.
Oh, really? Well, I wouldn't want to live in Manchester even more, but I hadn't really thought about the parasites.
Is it really?
It's more just the homeless?
Well, so your parasite class, so pretty much all your homeless people are, if they're not mentally insane, they're just drug addicts.
Yeah.
That are getting a check.
So they're
from
they're
Health and Human Services.
Yeah.
So they can just be homeless and do drugs. And if you're getting your dopamine hit from your drugs, you don't really care that you don't have a place, a home to live in. And a lot of these people who are crazy are probably crazy from doing the drugs for all the years that they've, been on the streets doing drugs for. But just with the bureaucracy, the bigger the city, the more bureaucracy and all of the, city employees and city red tape and all the city union workers. So you got a lot of that, parasite vibe happening there. This is why, for example, the reason taxes are so expensive, so extreme on a city level, sort of in Manchester, is because the pension fund for the city of Manchester public employees has a guaranteed return of 8% a year, and I could be wrong in that number. But anyways, it's like one of these guaranteed return things. And from what I understand, like an 8% return on a pension fund is like only going to happen in like really like, you know, good times of stock market like skyrocketing. It's like it's really hard to like to maintain that, you know, on the market. But what happens is if it doesn't do 8%, if that's the actual number, I could be inaccurate on that, then the taxpayers have to pay the shortfall because it's like guaranteed. So this sort of makes it extremely expensive in Manchester. And another thing is, from what I understand, and this is like mostly like third hand information, so as I didn't read this anywhere, I didn't study this, I didn't look at any laws, but like for property taxes in Manchester, if you put your house in like, I think they call it Section 8. I don't know if they call that in New Hampshire, but it's definitely what it is in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think it is, right?
Section 8. It's like welfare living. It's like the landlord basically gets a check directly from either the state or the federal government or something like that. And it's like, and this could be for like assisted living communities. This could be like just lazy people on welfare. It could be like for old ladies that just, you know, need someone to take care of them. I'm not sure. But anyway, Section 8 is usually where all the problems are, where all the crime is, where, you know, in like Holyoke, Massachusetts, the Section 8 neighborhood is like where all the drugs and guns are because they're both illegal there. And, but anyways, you get like a massive tax break on your property taxes. And like somebody's like, you know, 4 and 5 unit houses got like tax, like prop, and they're on like a postage stamp of property. You know, there's like no property that, you know, the house is like 3 times the amount of square footage as the, you know, the land it's on. And, they're literally like getting their properties like almost taxes, like almost cut in half an incentive. So this gives these landowners that own a bunch of properties, they're going to get a guaranteed paycheck from, you know, whatever agency is participating in this Section 8 thing, and then they have way less property taxes. And I know that like there's like easily like 4 and 5 unit houses, property taxes are north of like $20,000 a year on some of these things.
And it's like, how could you push those types of incentives on a place unless you wanted to ruin this place and make them all dependent on the government? Like, I can't imagine being like, I'm doing this because I care about people. You want a bunch of crackheads to live in a house for free? Yeah.
I didn't realize the taxes were so high in Manchester. I thought Keene was bad.
Yeah, Keene's bad.
It's just bad everywhere, especially in New Hampshire. And this is another thing we got to get on the ball with here in New Hampshire, us free staters, is getting rid of this property tax because it is absolutely, there is no constitutional authority for it. I didn't buy real estate. I bought a tract of land. Look at your deed.
Well, this lady in near Boston, what is it, Atkinson, New Hampshire, she also bought a tract of land, and she put a diaper spa there. People aren't happy about it, but I think here on Free Talk Live, we say live and let live, and I'm happy that this is happening in the Live for Your Die state instead of just happening in Massachusetts and, you know, them it's, getting all the credit.
It's definitely entertaining to watch unfold.
It is. It's entertaining. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA News Update. Ohio Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno told Fox News Digital that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas should absolutely be impeached for failing to stop the record number of illegal immigrants coming into the United States. The heads of the world's leading social media companies testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, facing an angry group of lawmakers whose apparent patience with the risks to young people posed by those platforms appears to have run out. Three people were killed, nine others injured when a privately owned hangar that was under construction in Boise, Idaho collapsed on airport property. That collapse of the metal structure happened on the edge of Boise Airport's airfield around 5 p.m. and the investigation into what caused it is underway. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160. And I would like to thank Conrad Ozog, who is a gold-level amplifier with us. That means that Conrad Ozog is giving to the AMPS program to help keep Free Talk Live afloat, and we really appreciate that here. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That is amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. So thank you so much to Conrad Ozog. That means that he's helping to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. And if you'd like to go more, know more, you can go to that link. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Jay,
and Chris.
And we did have a topic that's not quite an article to read, but it's pretty interesting and hilarious. So there's a group in New Hampshire called GraniteStateMatters.org, and they're the same thing as Granite State Progress. I don't really know why they have two different names. They came out with a list on Sunday and emailed it out, and some Free Stater got a hold of it and posted it on the Free State Project Twitter, their Twitter. It's a list of over 500 people in New Hampshire that they are calling anti-democracy extremists, and they list, they're listing them by town. So this name of this,
so how do we add people to this list?
I wish we could, because I'm not on it, and it makes me really mad.
Right? Like,
you need to be on it too.
Right, right. Can we just release the
updated?
Let's see. No, I mean, don't we already have a Free State Project signer like list, right?
Maybe yeah, they don't even have that. Because I was a signer, and I'm not on there, but
well, it's a list of like cool people.
Yeah.
I pretty much, on it. I pretty, well, I mean,
you just how did you not end up on that list, Bonnie?
I
right? Like, of all people.
I really think they did that strategically. Like, I'm not joking. Like,
yeah, I
do
would
you
want
to come up against a pretty young girl so saying I'm an anti-democracy?
Is Ian on the list?
Yes.
Ian's on the list, but you are not.
Right, and they also put
that
Gail
is so
and,
bizarre.
They put Gail and Bill Domenico on there together. They could have put Barney and Ian Freeman. You know?
It seems, yeah, it does definitely sound like it's almost strategic.
Seriously. No, I really think so.
It's because you haven't run for any elected
so
position.
That is what I didn't get into it, but when last segment I said I actually want to run now. Like, I didn't want to run before, but now I kind of want to run because it's like,
Bob on
what do I have to do? Oh, no, no. Because there's only four people in Keene. Two are regular Republicans. Like, a lot of them on this list, not every single one or anything, but a lot of the are not a majority. I think a majority is probably Free Staters, but a huge amount on this list is just regular Republicans.
Yeah, see, the Democrats don't understand like the difference between a Republican and a Libertarian, and they just kind of mash us all together.
Yeah,
and then they like say stuff, oh, like we're racist and all sorts of stuff, and it's like, no, you're thinking of the Republicans, not the Libertarians.
Right.
We actually agree with you on those issues.
And actually, it made me realize there are at least four people who are current Free Talk Live hosts on here. There is Zephin, who is sometimes a host on Sundays.
Zephin's on the list.
Yeah.
No, interesting.
There's Zephin, there's Jay Noon, Ian, and Arya.
Huh.
So, like, there's a lot of Free Talk Live people on the list, but they don't mention Free Talk Live.
I'm surprised they didn't just go through, like, Free Talk Live, all the people who have done Free Talk Live over the years and had them all to the list.
Find.
I don't think they're smart enough to do that.
Right.
They just took it from voter registrations.
That's what somebody said.
And I'm sure there's an equivalent to, like, the New Hampshire Libertarian NHL.
Oh, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
Yes.
Right, but I'm a lifetime member.
Right, right. But I'm sure there's an equivalent to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that would be, like, the New Hampshire Tyranny Alliance. Like, you know, that would be, you know, they probably don't call themselves that because
they probably call themselves GraniteStateMatters.org.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, so they're compiling data of, like, people who are a threat to democracy, right? So the NHLA lists like a whole bunch, like all the people I ran against that were Democrats in Henniker, they are all listed as constitutional threats by the NHLA, but they are all woke, you know, extreme leftists, and they, yes, are a constitutional threat.
We even have two Free Talk Live callers on the list.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that I know of. Like, I'm just trying
that
to
don't live here.
Go off the top of my head. No, that live in New Hampshire.
Okay.
So I think we should get into what this list is. They made a Google Doc. They're doing exactly what Jay is saying, compiling a list so they know who the quote-unquote threats are, but they're not even good at explaining why these people are threats. It's like they don't really... It's like, at this point, you don't actually care. You just want to say... You just want other people to your demographic that you're trying to talk to. It says... The title is Anti-Democracy Extremists by Town. From GraniteStateMatters.org. It says, do you know of other anti-democracy extremists? Please complete this form to submit their names for consideration for this list.
There you go, Bonnie.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. I'm about to do that. I want to be considered.
Be like, I nominate myself.
Right. Alu said I was snubbed. I was like, thank you, thank you. It's true. It says, this list includes people affiliated with extremist groups, the Constitution Party NH, Liberty Forum, We the People, Granite Republic, FSP, the Free State Project, AFP, Americans for Prosperity, Liberty Alliance, Granite Grok, Liberty First, as noted, who have voted or worked for policies that undermine institutions of democracy, including schools, elections, and environmental safety.
So, you know, the thing that I want to back up on and just say is, how is this anti-democracy? Because nobody is saying that we want to not vote.
I am anti-democracy.
I am too.
Well, I would say that...
But I'm not anti-voting. I'm just anti-democracy. I am anti-mob rule. I am anti that 51% can take from 49%.
That's a little bit different than somebody who's coming out and saying, I want to instill a dictatorship.
I don't think so.
Nobody is saying that they want to instill a dictatorship here.
No. Yeah, these guys, the Granite State Progressives, absolutely do want a dictatorship.
Well, yeah,
it's a dictatorship of mob rule.
But the people they're putting on the lists are not. They're not looking to institute a dictatorship. Like they're not.
No. But the people that are making the list want this tyranny. They want the parasite class to be very well fed by, you know, hardworking, productive people, because that's the only way democracy works. And so democracy is essentially a very, very bad thing. Now, the United States of America, there's 51 constitutions, one for each state and one for the union of states. The word democracy does not exist in any of these documents. Not a single state constitution or the federal constitution has the word democracy in it, because democracy is mob rule. I believe it was Franklin who was quoted as stating, democracy is two foxes and a chicken deciding what's for dinner.
Hmm.
And this constitutional republic, the chicken is very well armed. So the idea of a democracy is mob rule. And when you start, actually, Tim Pool explains this really good. When you start getting into, like, who actually controls a democracy, it really turns out about 3% of the population, basically decides for everybody when you have actual rule and decree on the form of an actual actual democracy. So our constitutional republic guarantees the rights of individuals. So in a democracy, it is the public, the collective, that is first and foremost. In our constitutional republic, as it is written in the constitutions, the Federalist Papers, the Declaration of Independence, all of the founding documents, it is the individual rights that supersede everything. So the idea of a democracy is that your neighbors can vote to tax your property that you own.
Yeah.
They can vote to increase that tax, which this is where property taxation, like property tax, for example, on private properties, which there's no actual way for the state to do that. They just do that because nobody challenges them. There should only be property tax, for example, on like the textile mills, the commercial operations, the businesses that have a license granted to them by the state, because all these state licenses are a benefit.
In a good world, but... as the way that it's written.
So previous to 1939, there was no property tax on your house. It was only on the places that had what is called a business situs. And then what happened in 1939, somehow a real estate a company or a lawyer owned that tract of land, or the deed made out to him or her, or that corporation, that'll call themselves a real estate company or an esquire, for 2 days. Some kind of lien was put on it, and then all of a sudden there was a property tax that basically equaled about like 6 or 7 hours of work a year. And then due to generations of brainwashing and dumbing down and, you know, bread and circus and, you know, dopamine hits from whatever being pushed on the people, nobody challenges property tax. Nobody even cares. They're like, oh, I'm just going to pay it. My daddy's been paying it. My grandpa's been paying it. I'm just going to pay it.
Yep.
And so nobody really looks into this. So, this constitutional republic, which is guaranteed under Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, the people are guaranteed a constitutional form of government, is the rights of the individual are the supreme. They are the first and foremost. That is all that matters. In a democracy, it is just the will of the mob that matters. And it is actually only the will of the mob that's willing to scream at the top of their lungs and make a fuss about what matters.
And as Lysander Spooner pointed out in No Treason, it's like people voting, even if they vote and agree to a thing, like say we're going to fund a hospital, even if they vote and agree to that thing, they cannot use their consent to enslave the other people who disagree.
In a democracy, they can.
Well, exactly. Right. They can't of right. So what I'm saying is they can't do it and be in the right.
And another point on this is when I first saw this thing, I was thinking that everybody who swears an oath to the Constitution, so there are, like, state representatives that I've talked to, they said, yes, I have sworn an oath to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. My local police officers all say, yes, I have sworn an oath to the New Hampshire Constitution.
Do you have to be a state rep?
That is part of the process.
Yeah, Ian's always been. If I ever get elected, I'll end up having to decline, and I may not end up being a state rep after all because I won't swear an allegiance.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know if you're swearing allegiance. You're just swearing to uphold the rights of the people in this Constitution, and but anyways, if you swear an oath to the Constitution, then you are, by definition, you have sworn to be anti-democracy.
Mm.
You have sworn to be against democracy, because if you are swearing an oath to protect the rights of the people as defined in this constitutional republic, then you are anti-democracy. So when ever a politician gets up there and speaks about democracy and our democracy and saving democracy, they are either ignorant or they are evil, one or the other. And
I'd have to agree based on, like, what democracy is.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, you're getting into, like, some of the weeds of, like, what all this means. And I don't think what they're saying is quite what you're saying.
They don't even know what they're saying.
Right.
Yeah, like, because they're ignorant. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I'd have to agree that they're either ignorant or
evil. I would
like
an explanation from these folks.
Yeah.
Is there anybody?
Carla Garrick espousing violence. I think she should sue them.
Yeah, that's just outright slander.
Yeah, seriously. But I do want to get into it. I want to say who is on this that we know, like, of on Free Talk Live. Here is Jason Sorens, the founder, the creator, the person who made the Free State Project.
Gets way too much credit.
Well, I just see him here first. I'm not going to say what towns they're in.
Well, I'm not surprised that he's in there at the top of the list, probably, even. But, yeah.
Well, here he is. It says Jason Sorens. He is a planning board, FSP, AFP, founder of FSP, works closely with Charles Koch Institute and Koch-funded Mercatus Center. Lost planning board election. Well, does he really work closely with Charles Koch? That would be the first I ever heard of that.
I've heard that before, but this is a claim that they've made again and again and again, and I haven't ever heard of any evidence of this. Or maybe it's the Free State Project accepts or takes Koch money, and I think that at least isn't true.
Do they really?
I know. They don't. Oh. And that's what
I'm
saying.
At Porkfest one time.
At least supposedly.
At Porkfest one time, there was this chapstick that was put in the bags.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Porkfest 2017, maybe. And it was Koch Industries, it said on it.
Whoa.
Or something. Or Koch Brothers. And,
wow.
And the ingredients in it were all horrible, nasty stuff.
Wow.
And because my wife was like, why would they? And she was really upset that, like, it's just got all the nasty, toxic chemicals in it. And there was definitely some sponsorship by Koch. In fact, one of the guys going to Anarchapulco is named Eric Koch. I don't know if that's one of the Koch brothers. I meant to look that up, but he's in the he's on the Whova app there, and I'm not sure if it's the same guy, but
it's Charles and David Koch.
Okay.
I never knew that till now either. Another person on the list is another person that Free Talk Live listeners will be familiar with is Jason Osborne, but I just lost him. I just lost him on here. So, oh yeah, says Liberty Alliance and FSP House Majority Leader. He's the House Majority Leader, and he used to be an angel advertiser on Free Talk Live. FSP member attended Hillsdale and Geo Mason. Like, attending Hillsdale gets you on this list? I mean, come on. Like, how the heck am I not on this list? Attending Hillsdale doesn't make you get on this list. I think that there's just such a weird reason for why people would be on this list or not. Like, some of these people seem really private. Like,
what happens every time communists make lists?
Hmm.
And then the communists get into power.
Hmm. It is kind of weird that they want to It says everybody's
George Washington on there.
But they're listing addresses, like people's homes addresses?
No, just the town.
Okay.
Which is, it's public information.
That's
it's not, just
yeah, you can just...
That's
not, yeah, that's, really that's I wouldn't be too concerned about. But.
I'm not concerned about it. I'm just saying it's weird. Like, what's your purpose? You know? Like,
yeah.
I won't act like it's just necessarily evil. It's just a weird thing because it's they also tried to say that Free Staters were trying to kill woke churches because one Free Stater made a list of churches not to go to if you don't want to go to a woke church, and they put reason, they have rainbow flags. Yeah, not every Free Stater is going to agree to that, but he should have the right to make that list. For people who are interested in that.
Yeah, I definitely remember that happening, and all I was thinking in the back of my head is oh, guys, why did you do this? And then the second thought was, did one of us actually do this, or was this just somebody, pretending to be us, or, was this
right.
even real?
I have no idea.
Which is super easy to do. You want to go say right. something stupid on the internet, something inflammatory, it's really easy to be an agent provocateur within the Free State Project, as it is within anything.
Because we're not the centrally, top-down controlled thing. And I don't think the Democrats really understand that either, or the Republicans for that matter, but Democrats especially. There's a lot of different groups in New Hampshire and a lot of different, entities and a lot of different stuff going on. It's not all controlled by the Free State Project Incorporated. The FSP Incorporated is, I think, an eight-member board, something like that. It's not even an elected board.
I mean, the only thing that FSP does is Liberty Forum
right.
and Porkfest.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything else that goes on is the result of people who move for the Free State Project. But the larger Free State Project, because a lot of people who move for the Free State Project aren't part of the Free State Project Incorporated.
Right. They claim on here, they said that, they say, they define their terms at the top, they say Liberty Alliance, the organization set up by the FSP to handle legislative action. Is that true? Was it set up by the FSP? Because I'd never heard that.
It may have been set up by people who were members or signers. But that doesn't make it a FSP entity. And I think that's incorrect also because the FSP can't get involved in politics, who to vote for.
Good point.
Maybe they could do that, but I'm not 100% sure because they don't.
Ever since they became a 501c3 slave entity to the IRS,
the FSP.
The FSP. They can't, which happened in 2014, from what I understand. So before that, they could have, but. I think the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is older than the FSP, isn't it?
I wouldn't be surprised.
This says that it was set up after 5,000 FSPers moved to New Hampshire, but I have no idea.
Well,
yeah.
This thing could totally be wrong.
We need somebody who was here before all of us in this room.
So if the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is a result of the Free State Project, that's just a whole nother bragging point for us to use.
The Liberty Alliance is great. I'm a lifetime member. I think that it's a really important thing.
I
wish I had more
sure
time.
It's not.
Not an FSP entity?
Yeah, it's not. I want to say it was not. I feel like it was some FSP people were involved in
probably
creating it, but there was other people who are not FSP folks. So it wasn't. It didn't come straight out of the Free State Project Incorporated. That's for sure.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of members in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that I've met that are not Free Staters.
Right. That's what I'm getting at. Right. I don't know all the details, but yeah, I'm 99% sure that this is not accurate.
Yeah, another person that Free Talk Live listeners will be in. Be familiar with is Jason Gerhard. Back in 2021, he did a whole show with Ian talking about his arrest. He did 12 years in prison just for standing with Ed and Elaine Brown, who were people in New Hampshire that stood against the federal government for trying to take their house away for them not paying property taxes. And Jason Gerhard went to prison for 12 years for that. He's a NH Liberty Alliance A-rated state rep, and he ran for sheriff, it says, and in 2023, he submitted LSR 242740 that would sunset all New Hampshire laws. I completely forgot about that.
I don't even remember this. When did that happen? That's great.
I feel like there was not enough attention on it. I don't remember what happened to him.
I remember talking about it with Ian here one night on the radio last summer. So.
That's just so good.
There's so many great things that have come out of New Hampshire.
Jason Gerhart has done tons of them.
Right. In terms of proposals and things that have passed, I can't even remember half of them, or even a fraction of them.
Right.
Like, I mean, I know there's, like, I mean, I can think of examples, but, like, usually when I think of examples, it's, like, not even the good stuff.
It says, helped, this is their reason for putting him on this list, helped tax evaders in Bradford, and he moves around to where he can be elected. Another person that Free State or Free Talk Live listeners will recognize is Mike Sylvia, who put in the...
Oh, yeah.
He put in, what was it called in 2022? CACR 32.
Yep.
Which was going to help people be able to vote. That helped the Granite Sanders, not help. It was going to make a constitutional amendment that Granite Sanders could vote on, amending the Constitution, that would say we leave the union. And it was like, we just leave the union.
Yeah, it was an independence legislation that would say we're independent from the United States. We no longer want to be part of the American Empire. Just like New Hampshire left the British Empire, it would do the same thing with the American Empire.
The only element of democracy that we use, according to the Constitution, the founders, is voting. And right here, they are saying that he is anti-democracy because he was trying to use an actual democratic means to let the people vote.
Right. That's
right?
The thing.
That's the whole thing that was about. Let the people vote if they want
to
live.
Yeah, you didn't have to say you were for it as a state rep. All you had to do was let the people vote.
The funniest part about the whole it's illegal response to, well, that's illegal. You can't declare independence. Well, the funny thing about that is it was illegal for New Hampshire to declare independence from the British Empire, and we led the way in declaring, you know, for the colonies, independence from the British Empire. If that was legal, I mean, if that was illegal, I mean, or I guess I should say is you should be okay with us doing something that's illegal in this regard if you support the American Empire, because the American Empire was created through an illegal act under British rule.
And according to the Constitution, Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution, it explicitly states in that, they call it the Right to Rebellion article, I think it's Article 10, that you have to alter, change, or abolish government if it's not serving you well. And, you know, clearly it's not serving us well.
Two other people that Free State or Free Talk Live listeners will be familiar with are Ian and Jody Underwood. They run what is it called? Their meat services.
Bardo Farms.
They're part of Bardo Farm.
And they got on the docuseries we were actually talking about on a break. That the docuseries that talked about the Free State Project from what was it, Boston, NBC Boston.
Yeah.
They had two episodes all about how Ian Underwood put in a proposal to cut the budget by like 80% of the schools, the public schools in Croydon, and oh my god, the Granite State Matters people hate them. We'll get into why Jay is on this list coming up, and Ian and Aria. It's such a honor to have hosts on this list. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.